The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, fake tan has been a fixture of Irish women for years now. Indeed, we are the biggest consumer per capita of fake tan in the world. However, is the choice of life beyond the pale falling out of fashion? And is it time to finally ditch tan from a tube because it is no longer as popular as pale Irish skin? Is this, could this be true? Jane Cowan, lifestyle columnist at the Irish Examiner, joins us now. Jane, good evening to you. Are you a fan of fake tan?
I was in the past in my teen years, but I've been reformed in the past couple of years. And I actually haven't worn it in a long time.
And so you, do you have the quintessential pale, freckly Irish
yes.
skin that most of us have? Is that your colouring?
Yes, I've many times I've had mothers of friends and my own mother express concerns about my iron levels because they're worried about just how pale I am. That can't possibly be healthy.
All right, so you're genuinely pale. So now, but do you have that beautiful kind of peaches and cream kind of, you know, that you look porcelain skinned like Nicola Coughlan? Do you have that beautiful skin?
No, God, I wish. I wish I did.
All right. So you're more, yeah, I'm looking down at my own arms, which are covered in freckles. In fact, sometimes when my freckles join up, I almost think it is a tan. But you are young and you are moving away in your mind and in your habits from fake tan. Tell me why.
Well, you know, when I was a teenager, it was like, obviously it's such a part of culture. Every 12-year-old girl in Ireland starts slapping on the tan for their GAA discos. And then after a while, it kind of becomes a routine. You're probably applying it like every week. Because when I was in secondary school, it was like the norm to be kind of always pretending that you'd just gotten back from some sort of sun holiday, as if I've ever come back from a sun holiday with a tan.
I actually go on my sun holidays with more of a tan than I come back with because I go away with a lot of fake tan on. I actually do. And I, you know, I changed the intro, by the way, to this thing because it said fake tan has been a feature of Irish adolescence, way more than Irish adolescence, like the Irish 20s, 30s, 40s and 50s. Irish women in general did embrace fake tan in their droves, didn't we?
No, totally. I mean, I've heard stories of before my, now I hope I'm not getting this wrong, but like before fake tan was a thing on shelves, that like tea bags were being used to like by like my grandmother and things to sort of like dye your skin in some way.
I once mixed a pot of pseudo cream with a pot of brown poster paint, which was a thing at the time as well, to try and make some kind of a brown paint. I'm sure it was highly... highly toxic. Not, there's nothing wrong with pseudocreme, obviously, but I'm sure the poster paint wasn't good for me, and I'm sure it blocked a lot of pores. I think that is that. But your new pale and interesting look, is it being well received? Do you feel good about ditching the tan?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of okay with it. Like, I was at my brother's wedding last week, not a scrap of tan on me, and you know, a lot of other people at the wedding were fake tanned and things like that. So I did kind of stick out in some photos as being the very pale one there, but I'm kind of okay with it. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like, I feel like there's a little bit of a movement happening. A few of my friends have kind of ditched the tan in the last few years.
I see it in my daughter and her friends that a lot of them appear to have done the same. And I have to say, when I am at things with my bright orange arms and legs, I do notice people there who have no tan on, and I actually think they look perfectly nice and perfectly normal, but I haven't quite joined dot A to jot B to think about, well, then why am I doing this?
It's a difficult transition to make. At first, you will be very conscious, like getting the milk bottle legs out. Like, you know, if you're in a nightclub, if I'm in a nightclub or something and I've got no fake tan on my legs, I feel like I'm reflecting light around me, but you get used to it.
Yeah. Do you think, because as you say, you've stopped using it, some of your friends stopped using it, my daughter stopped using it, some of her friends, is there a kind of a backlash against it? Is it going to become, do you think, or could you envisage it becoming cooler for, you know, like the way skinny jeans are in the bin and wide leg jeans are here? Could it become cooler for people to actually go back to their natural skin color rather than sort of trying to dye it a darker brown or shade?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something very like people really like seeming effortless. And if you kind of can show up, like, another thing I do is I've naturally curly hair and I like leave it like that. Whereas when I was a teenager, I was, you know, attacking it with a straightener.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the natural look is sort of becoming a trend as well. Yeah.
Very interesting. I'm kind of glad to hear the natural look is, because I think the less we do in some ways, the better. Although I mean that for other people rather than myself. But thank you for joining us, Jane. I'd love to know people, that is Jane Cowan, their lifestyle columnist, the Irish Examiner. Love to know what are our, particularly our female listeners, although there are men and I've met them who do wear a fake tan as well. What do you think? Is it a good idea, a bad idea to start ditching it and return to the more natural look? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.